Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back. I'm Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So something that keeps being brought up are the Nazis in Ukraine. And I get asked about this because I'm Jewish. And for some reason, people think that I kind of have a radar, you know, of where all the Nazis are. And I don't. But, yeah, there's Nazis in Ukraine. I mean, there's Nazis everywhere. Nazis after the Nazi Party got dissolved and World War II ended, they got transferred and shipped and sent to places where they could hide. A lot went to Argentina and South Africa, South America, and I mean everywhere. And so, yeah, Ukraine has Nazis. And people are saying that, look, you know, Putin is not completely bonkers. In that, when he's not just pulling this out of his you know, retro peritoneum, so as I had said early on, we need to be very, very careful with the media and what we're getting from the media. Personally, I think what is happening in Ukraine is completely tragic. There is no excuse for the displacement of millions of Ukrainian families, for the bombings of hospitals, for the war crimes and the atrocities that we are seeing. We're hearing of Ukrainian women getting raped and killed by soldiers. And again, I mean, these are reports. You know, I'm not there, you know, seeing it firsthand, and I don't want to see that. I don't think I could sleep again if I saw that. But if there's any, I guess, news outlet saying that there are no Nazis anywhere in Ukraine, no, there are. There's Nazis everywhere. There's Nazis in my neighborhood. Remember I told you there was an intersection right by my kid's school. And where you hit the button to walk across. Do you guys use that? Where when you're at an intersection, you hit the button? I don't, because I'm sure they hear me. I don't know what the intersection sensors are, so I'm standing there going, yeah, I'm here, I'm crossing. I mean, how could they not hear me? Because doggy. So I don't ever really have to hit the button, but when you do hit the button, if you're walking near that area, somebody's plasts a swastika on there. The problem with the swastikas being plastered in places is I can't tell if it's a Nazi saying, you know what, I'm going to wake up today and I'm going to stick a swastika on there, or if it's somebody that wants to stir stuff up. And so, you know, as we saw with, you know, what some people were trying to do with Trump's, rallies, where they're like, oh, you see, he brought white supremacists. And they were like people in costume. And I was like, come on, people. So, I'm not stupid. There are Nazis everywhere. There are. That's there, you know, whether that is enough justification for Russia to go in and do what it's doing, oh, hell no. You know, and, you know, Vladimir Zelensky, from what I understand, is Jewish, son of a family who had escaped the Holocaust. I'm not convinced that he's a Nazi. So, yeah, his family members, he also had family members killed during World War II. So, you know, some people are mixed, and I get it. A lot of people mixed. I hear you guys. And again, I'm, you know, one thing about, you know, me as a physician is I always have to be open to you know, what is out there. I can't stand censorship. I can't stand there just being one side. I can't stand what we've done vilifying, you know, conservatives, liberals. I mean, it's, you know, let people have their
have their say, let people have their opinion. And the funny thing is the reason why I'm moderate, you know, and maybe more centrist on things, is because you start to realize that everybody's right and everybody's wrong. In this particular case, though, I am weighing very much more on the Ukrainian side because I think it is completely wrong to have any sort of, atrocities to civilians. You can have political fights, and you can fight amongst yourselves, and, you know, you can, you know, embargo and things like that, but when you start to kill people, you are not going to convince me, Putin is not going to convince me that bombing a hospital, you know, or shooting that car. You saw a tank blow up a car that had an elderly couple on the street. You're not going to convince me that that was because he thought they were Nazis. Now, on the flip side, could we possibly be seeing footage that is doctored up? Yeah. I know a lot of people think the tanks that have Soviet flags are fake. Apparently, there's tanks, Russian tanks. Some of them are bearing a Soviet flag. Russia's flag is not the Soviet flag. We remember the red Soviet flag with the, you know, yellow, you know, stars and that's the Soviet flag. Russia's flag now, I think, is blue, white, and red. And you see military vehicles driving single file along deserted roads with the flag. You know, so are they trying to say, hey guys, you know, here we are bringing the Soviet Union back again? And mind you, there are people in Ukraine that are sympathetic to that want to be back a part of the Soviet Union. Whenever you have a country, look at us in America, you have people for the mandate, you have people against mandates. You know, you have people who love Biden out there. Yeah, actually, there are. There's people that love Biden. There's people that love Kamala Harris. There's people that love Trump. I mean, it is going to be a country full of different, you know, ideologies. And I have never said, no, there's not one Nazi in the country. Yeah, there's Nazis there. There's Nazis. I mean, it's been pretty well known that there's Nazis in Las Vegas, where I live. But does that mean the aggression on civilians and the displacement and people only getting to take a bag and fleeing is justified? Hell no. So, you know, do Ukrainian Jews need Russia to free them? I haven't heard any calls. But you guys school me if you hear differently. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
As we've watched the invasion unfold in Ukraine, our hearts are breaking as we watch communities being destroyed and people's lives forever changed. At the same time, we're seeing people around the world come together to support the Ukrainian people across our Meta platform. In just the last week, more than $20 million has been raised for nonprofits supporting humanitarian efforts for Ukraine on Facebook and Instagram. Facebook groups have been created to help those in need, including a group of 200,000 Romanian volunteers and donors coordinating transportation and accommodations for refugees. Across Europe, groups have formed to offer care and housing for pets of anyone in Ukraine. Even in this terrible moment, we get to see and amplify so much good. To amplify these efforts, we are committing $15 million to support humanitarian efforts in Ukraine, including $5 million in direct donations to nonprofit organizations who are on the ground now in the region and committed to providing long-term recovery in Ukraine. If you'd like to help, consider donating or starting a fundraiser for a nonprofit supporting humanitarian efforts in Ukraine by visiting facebook.com/fundraisers.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so it is a little tense. It's very tense. In fact, remember I told you guys that we have to be really, really careful on how the world proceeds because there's going to be some one-off or something happens or someone's going to take advantage. You know, the Middle East might be like, you know what? You know, I'm pretty done with these, you know, ceasefires, so let's kind of end it. And, you know, if there was ever a time to kind of, you know, get reparations, do it now. And so there might be a lot of, shall we say, chaos kind of brewing. We do have a report that India said they accidentally fired a missile into Pakistan. I don't know why. I don't think anybody got hurt. We just heard that there was a technical malfunction and that they accidentally fired a missile. This was during routine maintenance on March 9th, where a malfunction led to an accidental firing of a missile They say it is learned that the missile landed in an area of Pakistan. When the incident is deeply regrettable, it is also a matter of relief that there has been no loss of life due to the accident. Oh, my gosh, yeah. Holy crap. You know, and so what is that significant of? Well, it's significant that it highlights that, you know, other countries are kind of getting ready. They're like, okay, we see the writing on the wall. This could get really bad very quickly. It's already kind of going bad. And so I think, you know, people are testing their equipment. That's one thing Russia didn't appear to do. They didn't seem to really test their equipment, get, you know, all their tanks and everything up to par. And so here they have, you know, tanks kind of, you know, dying on the side of the road and stalling and other issues that they've had. The tires apparently were weak because when tires sit out in the sun, they start to rot, dry out, not be as pliable. And so, you know, India said, my bad. And I mean, that is a cluster and a half, but thank God nobody got hurt. But, you know, I think everybody's tense and somebody's going to do something. Somebody's going to say something. And it's, you're going to get these other rumblings. You know, while World War II was going on with Hitler, you know, Japan and China were going at it, you know, and then, you know, Japan wanted to expand. And so, you know, it is in human nature and political nature to never let a crisis go to waste. And so there's going to be other countries kind of taking advantage. So, and I'm not saying India's not taking advantage, but I think everybody, you might see some countries decide to do that. So just kind of be on the lookout. You know, we have been told that Putin might be trying to plan a false flag attack that involves Chernobyl. Have you guys heard this? Okay, man, Chernobyl should be put to rest. Nobody should be even talking about Chernobyl, but we're being told that this is, again, hearsay. This is a report that Vladimir Putin has ordered his troops to create a man-made catastrophe at Chernobyl, and he plans to blame it on Ukrainian saboteurs. Why? Because he needs to justify further escalating the war. This is according to Kyiv's intelligence service. Ukrainian spies say the quote terrorist attack is going to be carried out by Russian operatives who moved in yesterday amongst a group of specialists sent by Belarus to take over safety operations at the partially destroyed nuclear power plant, which was seized by Russian forces. Belarus, they said, sent the team in after Putin's men disconnected Chernobyl from monitoring systems, which report the status of its nuclear safety symptoms to the UN, the International Atomic Energy Agency, and cut power to the plant. So, if you cut power to the plant, you can't cool the generators. You can't use the water to cool the generators. Okay, this is very, very scary. And I get many of you are having a lot of trouble, you know, trying to discern what could be fake news, what could be not. We talked about people thinking that the Ukrainian or the Russian Soviet flags on tanks were photoshopped. I don't blame people for thinking it's photoshopped. I really commend people for having that scrutiny and suspicion. I even told you guys, be very, very careful what comes in the news. But I think we're at the point now where we don't know what the hell to believe. What we do know, what you have to do, let's just say this before we move forward. What you have to do, and I'm a doctor, so I kind of like seeing the facts. I need proof. You know, I need, you know, if I can't smell it, taste it, see it, hear it, read about it, I don't really necessarily trust it. But in science, and as a physician, we always have to kind of be open-minded, which means, you know, when doctors are like, hey, guys, can you kind of look at hydroxychloroquine? Can you kind of look at ivermectin? Okay. You know, that's what scientists do. We hypothesize, we theorize, we test. And we have to be open to new, we have to be open to new knowledge, new science. Well, with this and what's going on politically, now, you know, because we have deep fake and Photoshop and there's propaganda, there's going to be this tendency towards, as we've heard with Russia, trying to say, look, you know, we're here to overthrow the Nazis, we're here to, and mind you, as I said before, there are Nazis in Ukraine. Do I think they're running the country? No, because Vladimir Zelensky is Jewish. Find that very hard to believe. But yeah, there's Nazis in Ukraine, but I mean, did that really justify what Russia had to do? Russia needs to justify to the world and to their people, you know, why they have to, you know, deal with the ruble dropping and, you know, all the now economic hardship they're going to get. they're facing. They're like, because it's going to take this, we have to sacrifice in order for us to, you know, do right. So there's going to be propaganda on that side. And then there's also going to be propaganda from other countries on how they have to appease their constituents on why they made certain decisions against, you know, if there's, let's say, a country that says, look, I just don't want to go to war with Russia, so blah, 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 you know, you'd think that they're going to say the exact, you know, whatever is true. But, yeah, there could be that twist of what's going on. Personally, as far as I'm concerned, to me it looks like a slam dunk. But, again, I'm just watching mainstream media. I mean, you bomb a hospital, you're killing civilians, you make people run and flee like my family had to do during the Holocaust, during World War II. You're the bad guy. But moving forward, what we have to understand is whether there's a false flag, whether there's photoshopping, whether there's deep fake or whatever, we have to kind of, as I said, early on in all of this, be prepared for some of the news that we get to maybe not be 100%. That doesn't mean then all of the news is fake. I mean, that's the problem we had with COVID. You know, once people are like, wait a second, they're trying to tell us that these bandanas are protecting us from the virus, that means anything Fauci and the CDC says is wrong. You can't do that. Unfortunately, that's what happens. We extrapolate. So we feel somebody lied to us, somebody BS'd us, somebody used propaganda. Now we don't believe anything that's said. And I look at as we get some truths and we get some exaggerations from everybody. And so, with what can they do with Chernobyl, how I look at it is you have a country that invaded and immediately, you know, tried to take control and have, you know, assaults happen near or around nuclear facilities. One of the first things Russia did, it isn't try to take the capital, but to take Chernobyl. So propaganda or not, there's something going on there. Okay, I mean, we can't be naive. And if they really have severed communications with the UN such that they can't watch it and somebody can't watch the facility, why would they do that? You know, is it because they want to have a party, a rave? No. So, we have a country of war. The things that we can get, propaganda or not, Photoshop or not, is we have a country that has invaded another country that's smaller than them. And I'm not trying to trust you. I'm not going to do a Kamala Harris explaining this one. But you have a large country invading another country, and they are justifying it in their own way. And the risk is to not only innocent people in Ukraine, as well as innocent people in Russia, but a risk to the whole area and possible the world. Alright, and it doesn't sound like anybody is convinced that around Putin's logic, and nobody's going to validate him. So we have to be prepared. We are, I guess, moving forward. I think we've banned caviar. We've banned diamonds. Bryden, I don't eat caviar, so I don't, you know. But it looks like we have bumped things up. And we are banning more items. We're becoming less dependent on Russia, which, you know what, war or no war, I think we should have been doing that anyway. I understand we trade and, you know, it's kind of nice and it's a way to kind of, you know, get along with other countries when you, you know, have trade and you're like, yeah, we work together on this and this and this. I really hope we're figuring out what we're doing with China because we're not that dependent on Russia, but we're very dependent on China. So I don't know if this is a dress rehearsal, but I'd really like to hear Biden say, and we're also going to become less dependent on China. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley told Newsmax this morning that Ukraine needs help from the United States and isn't asking for troops on the ground. They just need assistance stopping a war criminal.
Biden's running scared of Putin. Let me tell you something. If he thinks Putin's going to see sending planes as a threat of war, Putin saw a threat of war when we put sanctions on him. Putin saw a threat of war when we gave javelins and stingers. The planes are no different. The planes are to help the Ukrainians defend themselves. They haven't asked for us to be on the ground. They haven't asked for us to go fight for them. All they've asked is the ammunition so that they can actually defend themselves.
The Justice Department has named Kevin Chambers an associate deputy attorney general to lead criminal and civil enforcement efforts targeting pandemic-related fraud. The Justice Department has already taken enforcement actions related to more than $8 billion in suspected pandemic fraud. This is USA Radio News. A surge in U.S. retail gasoline prices to record highs has prompted a number of governors and lawmakers to consider slashing their fuel taxes and to ramp up pressure on the federal government to do the same. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is leading the charge. In a tweet, he said, "I am announcing that at this time of global uncertainty, we are working on an emergency suspension of the gas tax to help with the pain at the pump." Maryland currently has a 36.9 cents per gallon gas tax. Governors and lawmakers in California, Florida, Maine, Michigan, New York, Tennessee, and elsewhere are making similar moves. China, who was the originator of COVID-19 and a country that had only listed 6,500 deaths, has ordered a lockdown of the 9 million residents of the northeastern city of Changchun amid a new spike in COVID-19 cases in the area attributed to the highly contagious Omicron variant. All residents must undergo three rounds of mass testing while non-essential businesses have been closed and transport links suspended. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. So I've been following what's been going on with the Alec Baldwin Rust shooting, and which was just horrific, and something that is going to transform safety rules, which should have been already followed on Hollywood sets. And we're being told we get a little bit of breaking news in that case. Alec Baldwin said, and actually this is something that isn't necessarily breaking news, just the case is moving forward. But the defense that Alec Baldwin is using is that Halyna Hutchins, the one who died, the director of cinematography who got killed, was the one that told him to point the gun at her and pull the trigger. And we are being told that Alec Baldwin has claimed that he was following her directions when he pointed the gun and what turned out to be loaded with live rounds, which he wasn't expecting, and obviously she wasn't expecting. She ends up dying. The director gets shot, lives, and now there's been a lot of finger-pointing, you know, who did what. Who, in fact, Alec Baldwin, didn't he, in an interview with Stephanopoulos, didn't he say that he didn't pull the trigger? It wasn't him. He didn't pull the trigger. Like, the gun just went off. Well, now we're being told that he did pull the trigger. So Alec Baldwin made this allegation in an arbitration demand that his lawyers had filed today against his fellow producers. The document also maintains that Baldwin's contract protected him from financial responsibility related to Hutchins' death. Baldwin has been named as a defendant in multiple lawsuits now that have been filed in connection with the fatal shooting. So if you remember, this was last fall. They were filming Rust. This was October 21st in New Mexico. And they were doing a church scene. It was a Western, I don't know if it was a movie or a TV show. I think it was a movie. And he was pointing a vintage Colt at Hutchins. And while they were, I heard that he was practicing quick draws, or while they were rehearsing or trying to get a shot, he pulled the trigger. When he pulled the trigger, he killed her. The gun allegedly was supposed to be, not loaded, obviously. He was told that, you know, the gun was ready in terms of, you know, being a prop. And so anybody who handed it to him, the armorer, who is the one that's responsible for the weapons, all that, everybody's getting dinged. And so Baldwin, though, is a producer. I mean, this is his movie. So not only is he the lead actor, but he's also the main producer. So when you have somebody die on your watch, on your set, and sadly at your hands, and I don't think he did it on purpose. I mean, this was a horrible, horrible accident. But the problem is, you know, where's the fault? And you know, one thing that I've said, and I know it's easy for me to be Monday morning quarterback with this, but, you know, I'm, you know, having my CCW, I'm very comfortable with guns. The first rule, I mean, number one rule, is always examine the weapon and see if it's loaded. Never assume something handed to you. Always assume something's handed to you is loaded until you've proven otherwise. And, you know, as a physician, when I would do surgery and you would have the scrub tech hand you a scalpel, you examine the scalpel first. You examine the bovie. You examine the tool that you get, one, to make sure it's the correct tool, two, to make sure it's clean, and three, to make sure that you're not going to be having it in a position that could hurt the patient. Now, if God forbid I hurt somebody doing surgery, and I'm not a surgeon, but in our training we did tons of surgery, and you do minor procedures in the office, if I had hurt somebody, can I, as my defense, say, sorry, the scrub tech handed me the wrong tool? Well, no, that's not a defense. Because you are supposed to always examine the tool the scrub tech gives you. You're supposed to check it. You're supposed to reposition it in case. I mean, the scrub tech is taught to hand it to you in the position you need, which is why you could grasp it, you know, and it's a very well choreographed, action that we do. And, you know, you have a great scrub tech, it makes or break your surgery. But you still are not, you are not free from your duty of, you know, doing your due diligence and making sure that the equipment is correct. So my problem with this is, and I understand it's easy for me to say because I'm a physician. You know, on most Hollywood sets, they hand you a prop and you use the prop. Actors have not been trained to check their own weapons. Well, I think they need to. Because sadly, you could have idiots. I have no idea why the armorer, why the assistant who handed the gun to Alec Baldwin, where the miss could have been. It makes no sense. And sadly, we are just seeing things half-fast and halfway over and over and over again. We see this all the time. We see this with these foodborne illnesses and these outbreaks. We see this with, you know, we saw that with that child that got an amoeba that went up to his brain and killed him, Nigeria Faleri, because he was swimming at a water park this last summer. And whoever was on didn't check the water chlorine and the chemicals, three of the five times that child was at that water park, which means somebody isn't doing their job. Yeah, you know, people aren't doing their jobs. That is a constant complaint. It's a constant critique. And I get why you're ticked. I'm frustrated by that. You know, as a physician, you know, I closed my office to teach. And, you know, the main reason was Obamacare. Once insurance stopped paying, saying, you know, patient deductible, bill the patient, and patients were paying. I mean, you can only do so much. I have to pay my staff. I have to pay the rent. So if the insurance isn't paying and patients aren't paying, it's just not worth it. Prior to Obamacare, insurance was covering most of it. So you could, you know, still pay your bills. But another reason that made it easy, it was very hard leaving patients. Very hard. But another reason why, you know, closing the practice was facilitated was because it, you know, my staff weren't always doing what they were supposed to. And you are not supposed to be, as a doctor, you know, doing everybody else's work. But I had to oversee the billing. I had to oversee the labs. I had to, and a lot of it, a lot of times, I was like, you know what? I'll do it. That's fine. And because in medicine, you cannot be halfway. You can't. When we had a biller bill Medicaid for a pap smear, and it was a man that doesn't have a vagina, I called Medicare up going, oh, my God, I am so sorry. Please don't pay us for that. Thank God I reviewed her work. I mean, who would do that? And then if somebody went to the biller, you know, why did you do that? This is fraud. She could say, oh, yeah, the doctors told me to. So before Medicare could even pay, and they said, look, this is what you do. But I'm like, you know what? I am going to now double check every single bill that goes out there. And I don't want to be like that. I'm supposed to just be the doctor. But sadly, you know, having a practice for 16 years, we had some fantastic staff and we had people who were halfway. And because medicine is life or death, you know, if I ask a staff member, you know, to, you know, make sure all the labs came in, and they go, oh, yeah, and they didn't realize that there wasn't a PSA on the lab. And meanwhile, the patient doesn't come back for a year. We recheck it, and it's high. That, you know, that's life or death. Something could have been done. So everything in medicine has to be done at 100%. And maybe in Hollywood, people think, well, it's just Hollywood. It's just a Hollywood set. No, it is life or death. It's life or death everywhere. Everybody has to do their jobs.
1-877-JOHN-BELLY.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So there's been a lot of headlines talking about the American stress, how stressed Americans are. And, I'd rather be an American than Ukrainian. I will deal with the gas prices. I will deal with whatever we have to deal with. I mean, I could not imagine being a Ukrainian right now where you can grab one bag, grab your child, grab a carrier with your pet, no food, no water. I couldn't imagine. But listen, we are still allowed to talk about it. And I know people feel guilty. In fact, one of my listeners was like, look, I feel guilty. I'm depressed. I'm stressed. I know I shouldn't be because I'm not in Ukraine. And I'm like, it's okay. It's okay to talk about it. It's okay to be stressed. Things are stressful, you know? I mean, if you're cancer, you know, feeling like, gosh, what the heck is going on now? And, you know, people are really, it's okay to have those feelings. You know, we always feel guilty because it could always be worse. And actually, it's funny because me personally, I try to, which is very bad psychologically, don't do this. You got to do the opposite. Because I get consumed with guilt. And I think, you know what, if I'm going to feel sorry for myself, you know, for being in America and being safe and nobody shelling me, then something bad's going to happen because God's going to be like, you aren't really appreciating what you have and you could be this person over here. So I feel guilty and then I just suppress it and I'm like, you know what, I'm going to move on. But, you know, that's not healthy too. You do have a right, even if you are comfortable, even if you have a great income, even if you are, I don't know, on a beach in Hawaii right now, you do have a right to, you know, to kind of work through some of the feelings you have. If you don't, it starts to put a stress on the rest of us. So figure your stuff out. It's totally okay. And in fact, a study has come out. You're not alone. According to the American Psychological Association, 87% of people who are stressed right now are stressed because of the rise in prices due to inflation, 81% supply chain issues, another 81% global uncertainty, 80% in terms of potential retaliation for Russia. People are stressed about the nuclear threats, the cyber attacks, 80% stressed about Russian invasion of Ukraine. 80% of adults, right, according to this Harris poll, are stressed. And if you notice, this is, you know, we're after the COVID wave. You know, and so it's okay. It's okay to feel that stress. Don't feel guilty. Now, what is a good thing to do? How do you work through this? Well, you know, I always like to find the silver lining. I always like to find, you know, how, like when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. What is the lemonade in this poop storm that we had with COVID, with what's about to happen, with a possible world conflict? I don't want to say World War III. But, you know, in case this does end up over the next few years evolving into another world war, what the hell could be possibly any good to it? Well, in order for me to keep my sanity and have that positive outlook and be able to still move on and go to work and not think that the world or the apocalypse is coming, is I have to look at, okay, what sort of things did we get out of this? So like COVID. Okay, we lost almost, a million people in this country. Our health was put on hold. Our liberties were lost. Our country became divided. That was an absolute cluster. But the good that might have come of it is if Ebola or a really bad, nasty virus comes out, a lot of us already have a system in place to go hybrid or to go online. You know, we have a semi-system. You know, we went from being completely spoiled to going, okay, you know, we might have to bunker down and find ways to bunker down. Now, trust me, that wasn't a real bunker down. People still watch Netflix, so we still had our power. But at least people kind of got out of their comfort zone and had a little bit of training of, you know, look, you know, this is what's, you know, if we tell you that, you know, we have to close schools, you need to bunker down because we have some threats, all right, it's not going to be as much of a shock or as much of a learning curve, okay? Another good thing is many of us spent more time with our families. I did. I spent a lot more time with my families, my pet, you know, my pets, my family, you know, and so maybe that was a positive. I'm not saying COVID had to happen, trust me. I'm not saying that. But you know, so you know, you could find certain positives. Some of you have now realigned your business model, you know, and you know, we've kind of, you know, if we were going to be pushing towards more automation, we've done that. You know, one thing, the one positive COVID gave us, and I'm not saying I wanted COVID to happen, but I mean, if we had to try to find the silver lining, is I have seen you guys cough and spit and rub your nose and touch door handles and touch food, and you guys have been disgusting for decades. And if anybody said anything, they were accused of being obsessive compulsive about germs. And now we have trained everybody in germs and how, yes, that could be dirty, and maybe you guys shouldn't share this. And maybe you should keep a little distance. So the education on microbiology and immunology, I mean, we have a lot of education. So there were some positives. So what the hell could be positive about what's going on with Russia and Ukraine? Well, maybe. And again, this is what I do so I don't get stressed about situations. You know, I go, what positive is going to come out of this? Well, you know, one positive is we're going to realize our vulnerabilities, which I've said nobody listens. A lot of you guys have seen. Maybe the government now realizes their vulnerabilities on relying on other countries, especially people that could turn evil, and how we need to become more independent. Maybe this is the kick in the pants we needed. You know? A lot of you guys have reached out saying you're depressed, you wish Trump was president, we have Biden president now. Well, you know, well, maybe the good to that, there's always, you know, good to something. Maybe the good to that is, you know, what if, let's say you are Republican, and this would have happened anyway, and Trump, let's say, might not have been able to stop it. Then everybody would have said, okay, yeah, this is, you know, so, you know, the positive to that was, this is under Biden's watch. So at the polls, people might, you know, they might move again and do a red wave. Same thing for those of you that are blue. You're like, you know, well, what could be positive about this? Well, it allows Biden, it allows Kamala Harris to be able to be in roles that are not just COVID related, you know, and see if they could shine, and, you know, we'll see what happens. So there's always opportunities that sadly come from, and again, it's not something that I ever want to see. I don't want to see this war. I don't, you know, and, you know, people say, yeah, well, it was World War II that brought us out of the Depression. Yeah, nobody said they wanted World War II, but sometimes there are some things that end up coming out. We're going to have a revolution in terms of automation, in terms of staff. I mean, this labor shortage, you know, and COVID has now revolutionized how companies are going to try to be employee-free. Now that might be great for automation companies, might be bad for you or I as an employee, but like telemedicine exploded. Now we do medicine over the phone. Not that that's the best medicine, but we've now people who have not seen a doctor in years are able to reach a doctor over the phone and online. Very cool. So, you know, that's what you have to do. It is stressful. Don't feel guilty. As I said before, you know, these times are troubling, and you're going to feel like, well, I don't want to complain because I'm going to look like I'm being selfish. No, you have every right to talk this through, because we are going to go through some changes. It is going to get worse. It's going to get ugly. And you have every right to have the feelings that you feel. You know, I mean, every time I remember I would complain or whatever, I was reminded, hey, you know, it could have been worse. You could have been in a concentration camp. But that's not very healthy for children. That's not very healthy for people, because you still need to be able to cope with stress. And so it will be stressful. Hang in there. 1-877-DOT-BELLY. Don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.